Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking 10 money lessons to master.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Always like to do the list podcast, you know, the 5 ways to do this, the 10 tips to do this, the 5 steps to this, or, you know, all those popular lists that are out there, especially if you read blog posts. But I was recently asked, you know, if I was to go back to my 20s, what would the 10 money lessons be that I really wanted to master by the time I was 30? And so I wrote my list and I thought, you know what, this will make a great podcast episode. And then I thought, you know what, these aren't just things that I think you should master in your 20s. These are 10 money lessons I think you should master no matter what age you are, because they really are ageless. They're foundational things about your money that I think are really important. And, you know, it could have been 20 things. It could have been 30 things, right? There are so many different little tips and strategies and ideas that I think you should master when it comes to money. But if I was going to boil it down to 10, these would probably be my top 10. These are really tips and ideas and thoughts that I keep coming back to over and over again whenever somebody asks me for advice or somebody wants a quote for an article or I'm on somebody else's podcast. This is really where I kind of go back to. So I thought, okay, these are really my foundational tips. And I thought, you know, I could have just blabbered on about all 10 in this podcast, but I really wanted to make sure that I talked about each one of them and not just kind of glazed over. So I'm going to do a part one and a part two. So today you're going to hear part one, and then later this week you're going to hear part two with the remaining five tips to talk about. But I'm going to talk about five today. And, you know, I've been really honest about, you know, my money journey, that it hasn't always been smooth sailing. And even though I am an expert, a certified financial planner, you know, I still have things that I'm learning and I still have bumps along the way. And, you know, from working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, couples, entrepreneurs, individuals, people just out of college, people starting a business, people trying to sell their business, people that are older, people that are in their 50s and 60s, I can tell you that a lot of these money lessons happen to anyone, right? This, I know I say this so many times, but I'm hoping that saying it so many times actually sticks with you listening to the podcast, that it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what assets you own, what car you drive. It doesn't matter if you marry rich or not rich. Like, all of these things don't matter, right? Bumps along the way, you're not immune to them, right? You don't suddenly check off all of these things on your money to-do list, and then you're like, all right, nothing is ever going to happen to me for the rest of my life in regards to money. It just doesn't work that way. And even situations that seem so perfect on the outside, I can guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you with every bone in my body, they're not perfect. And so, you know, number one is really you being okay with not being perfect. And a lot of these are going to sound like, well, of course, that's obvious, but is it really that obvious? Because when it comes to money, especially right now with, you know, all the social media, all the articles that are out there, all the reality stars that seem to be making millions and millions of dollars for seemingly doing nothing. I can think of a few names right now, but I'll sort of refrain from, you know, throwing those names out. But you know where I'm going with this, right? So I think the number one important money lesson to master is that it's okay for you not to be perfect. Money mishaps can happen, but the important thing is to not let them hold you back and not to let them keep you in a negative place. You know, you can dwell on a money mishap that you have made in the past forever and ever and ever, and it can literally stop you from making smart money moves. I've seen it so many times. It's like, it's just getting stuck in one place. And I think there's this, this societal kind of pressure that we have to be perfect with our money. We have to be perfect with our careers. We have to be perfect with our relationships. We have to be perfect with everything. And it's just not realistic, right? And I really wish, like, we could walk around and talk with our friends and say stuff like, oh yeah, I made a really stupid money decision last week, but it's okay. It's not a big deal. I'm just going to pick myself up and I'm gonna make a better one next time. Like, I wish we would talk about things in that way. We just don't. But it's kind of like my own personal mission that if I can influence any conversations along that line, like, even if you make a joke about it, I think it's so much more refreshing than this ridiculous pressure that you've got to be perfect. Because again, it's just not realistic, right? And I get so much pressure. I mean, think about me being a certified financial planner. I get pressure that
every decision, every topic I talk about, that it always has to be perfect. And I even have to allow myself some room to go, all right, well, that wasn't perfect. Or, okay, that maybe wasn't the smartest decision, but it's cool. I got it next time, right? So give yourself that permission.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. And number two is, why do you think that way, right? Why do you think that way about budgeting? Why do you hate budgeting? Why do you think that way about, your definition of wealth? Why do you think that way about your career? Or why do you think that way about where you feel like you have to live? Why do you think that way about your relationship? There's not enough time spent when we're talking about money, talking about why you think, act, and feel certain ways about your money. I guarantee you, if you think back to your childhood, if you think back to growing up, there are some situations, or good or bad, right? There's no judgment here. They could be good, totally good situations, but they have influenced the way you think about money. And they may be sort of secretly hidden down below, and you might not really think that they're influencing you now. But I beg to differ. I think that they're always still there. It's just, what sort of awareness do we have about those things, right? What kind of control do we let those things have over our money, over our goals,
over the way we think about money, the way we handle money, because all of these reasons behind why we think, act, and feel about money, they really have determination over the success going forward, right? If you were raised in a negative situation, maybe you were, struggling, and now you have a good job, and maybe you're just not handling your money properly, right? Well, maybe your past is influencing you. Maybe there's a fear attached to it. Conversely, maybe you were raised in a really good upbringing, right? Maybe you didn't want for anything, but now you are in your 20s and 30s and, you don't just walk into $150,000 a year job, right? You gotta work for this. And sometimes it just doesn't happen right away. And maybe that is influencing certain money decisions. So start from a place of understanding why you think certain ways about your money, and then try to figure out how that's influencing certain decisions that you're making, good or bad. Again, remember, this doesn't just have to be a bad thing. This could be, a good thing. But having this awareness really helps you make changes in your money in relation to your goals. Because again, the whole reason we're doing this thing is so that we can live the life that we want to live. So we can knock out those goals that we want, so that we can, get closer to that vision that we have for our life. Otherwise, why would we do any of this? We wouldn't. It doesn't make sense, right? None of it would make sense. And so number three is kind of along these same lines. It's really that small steps do lead to big changes. And I am talking to you from a really personal place on this one. What is one thing that you can do today to better your money situation? We don't all really like budgeting, but maybe you start someplace. You start with scribbling down numbers on a piece of paper. You start with a little tiny post-it note. You start thinking about it right now, right? Or taking a look at your expenses. Maybe you just take a little peep, right? Just a tiny little peek at what's going on with your spending, right? You don't need to freak yourself out, but maybe you just start at a little place, or maybe start diving into an app that will help make things easy for you. It could maybe just be a conversation maybe that you have with a roommate or a spouse or a boyfriend, girlfriend, right? It's just a little tiny step. It does not have to be a big thing. You don't have to master budgeting today. You don't have to, master your taxes. You don't have to master paying off debt. You don't have to master anything. What you have to master is the art of taking these little steps, because cumulatively, they all add up to something big, right? If you take these small steps, even just for 30 days, and then you look back at what you've achieved, I guarantee you're going to be stunned. Because sometimes it's just this one little step that can really help you in the right direction. And again, I speak from total personal experience on this one. I have done this so many times when I get overwhelmed, when I get frustrated, when I get stressed out, when I get pissed off about money. I go back to, okay, what is one small thing that I can do today that is going to change the path of the future? And I'm just going to do this one little thing, even though I know there's 50 other steps that I should do. I'm just going to do the one thing today, right? And then tomorrow I'm going to do number two and number three and number four, right? And I'm going to walk it out for those 30 days or that 50 days or however long it takes. But I'm not going to get, with money, we can get really overwhelmed at the whole picture of it. And then we let that overwhelming sense stop us from doing anything. So let's just start small, just a tiny little step that you can take today. Number four is more practical. And I try to think of lots of different ways to say this, but there really is only one way to say this. And it is that a cash slush fund will be your BFF. There, again, is no way around it. Cash really is king. There's no lying to this. Building an emergency fund with 3 to 6 months of your expenses saved is one of the smartest money moves you can make for yourself right now. And this could be your small step. Start saving a tiny bit, something today, something tomorrow. Start wherever you can, right? You know, maybe it's making calculated money moves, like, you know, you want to snag a house, or you want to launch a business, or you want to start investing. Having a cash slush fund is going to do miracles for you, because it's a jump start, right? It's the jump start on the battery on your car. It's that same thing. It's a pile of cash that you can use to pivot yourself in lots of different situations. And not having that cash slush is one of the reasons why people get stuck in debt. It's one of the reasons why people get, you know, so frustrated with money, and nothing seems to be happening. It's because there's just no wiggle room. There's nothing there, you know, and you may be thinking, okay, so I get it. I get that, you know, having a cash slush is important. How do I start? You start somewhere. You start with digging under your couch cushions. You start with looking at your expenses and saying, okay, is there anything I can do better? Can I do this in a smarter way? You know, where's there hidden opportunities that I'm not fully diving into? That's where you start, right? And again, you can be a millionaire on a small salary. You can do it. Absolutely. I can show you the mathematics of how to do it. It's not that hard. And you can be broke on a big salary, right? It's not that hard to do. Either of those scenarios aren't that hard to do. So don't let your paycheck determine the size of your cash slush fund, because you can build a super robust one regardless of what income you're on, right? Because it's not about what you take in. It's about what goes out. And by being resourceful and being creative with what goes out, that is how you win the cash slush fund game. That is how you master that money move, right? I have tons of podcasts on how to build an emergency fund, how to be creative with this. If anything, my entire background of everything that I've done in life, the overarching motto, I guess I should say, has been being resourceful, being creative. And so I like to talk about that on the podcast, because it's not just black or white when it comes to a lot of this money stuff. And when it comes to your own situation, it's not just black or white. It really is the gray area where you can move the needle.
When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
Number five, again, is a practical one, and that is to contribute to your match at work in your 401k. It is free money. If you are missing this one, you are missing one of the smartest money moves you can make. Again, these are all smart money moves. Number four and number five, probably two of the smartest. Just think of it this way, right? Let's say you're out for a walk. You're walking down the street. If you saw a few thousand dollars laying on the sidewalk, just laying there, would you say, that's crazy, I'm just gonna leave the $1,000 there. I don't even want $1,000. It does not even look attractive to me. Or would you pick it up? I really hope you would pick up the $1,000 laying there. Of course, now if it's somebody else's $1,000, maybe not pick it up. But you get where I'm going with this, right? It is the same logic behind the match at your 401k. And if you're listening and you're like, gosh, yeah, but I would have to contribute up to 6%. Contribute up to 6%. Find a way to do it. Find a way to make it work in your budget, because you can. When you put your mind to finding a way to make it work, you can make it work. I guarantee you. And what is that extra 6% getting you? That extra 6% is free money. It is doubling down on what you're saving, right? It's going to Vegas, it's putting 50 bucks on the crap table, it's rolling the dice, and it's getting back 100 bucks. That's what it's doing for you. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you have your own business, you know, this is one of the crappy things. It doesn't work for us. We don't have a match, right? We have to be our own match. And it's hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat that one. It is not hard. Or I should say it is hard. It is hard. It is really hard. So if you work for a company, even if you plan to start your own gig down the line, take advantage of the match, at least up to the match. Take advantage of what they're offering you, because there aren't any other places where you're going to get free money. There aren't any other places where you're going to literally walk into work, there's going to be $1,000 laying on the floor, or multiple thousands of dollars, whatever it happens to be, maybe hundreds of dollars. It's still more money. It's more money. It's more money than you had before you walked in that day, right? And if we're going to be smart with our money, and if we're going to make smart money decisions, we got to look for the places where the money is laying on the floor legally, right? Of course, this is all above the board, and we got to pick it up. But our 401k, our matching money in our 401k is a great place to start. So, you know, these first few money moves are kind of more psychological, just kind of tricking our brain, the way we're thinking about money. The last two are more practical, but I think more than anything, if we're talking about these first five money moves that you should master, I want you to master the art of the sucky start with your money, the sucky places where it's not working, right? Where you're paying off debt and it's not seeming to go anywhere. I want you to be okay with that, because I want you to know that you're taking a small step every single month. And I promise you, it will eventually create a space where you can see that momentum is happening. And I want you to celebrate being sucky at budgeting, being sucky at losing money in something, making a sucky money decision. I want you to be okay with that, because if you can be okay with that, then you can really start making change for the future, right? But it's when we get stuck in, like, okay, that was sucky, and now I'm just not going to do anything, that's when this all falls apart. And I've been there, I've done that, I've been in the sucky places, but I've also pulled myself out of them many, many, many times. So I can tell you that pulling yourself out of that sucky place and just letting it be sucky and just admitting it, like, hey, that was a sucky decision, is gonna do so much for you when it comes to making smart decisions. So, again, listen to these five over and over again. Let them sink down inside of you. Share them with your friends. I'll have the other five coming to you in another podcast this week. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at millennial_money. And hey, head on over to Facebook and like our page. It is at Shauna Compton Game, and we are Millennial Money. You can find us over there. I'm going to start doing all sorts of cool things on Facebook. And so make sure you get connected.
Most of us have clothes that we've loved for years, maybe even decades. But it's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. If you're looking for more pieces designed to last, you can't go wrong with American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for years to come. All American Giant clothing is created with a commitment to doing things better. From the materials they use down to the last stitch in every piece. And everything is made right here in America, in partnership with people and communities. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll appreciate as soon as you receive your order. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code LT23 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code LT23.